This conference will now be recorded.
Okay. Beyond six. Very good. Good. Caller number two, Brian. So, Mark, Jen. All right, folks. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Product Approval Program Oversight Committee meeting of Thursday, August 7th, 2025. Just be aware of background noise. Keep your devices on mute. If you're on a phone, do not put yourself on hold. Please wait to speak until offered opportunities at the appropriate times. And if you do want to speak, please use the raise hand icon, and public comment is of course limited to 3 minutes. Please state your name each time you speak, and of course, commissioners when making and seconding motions. All right, let's determine our quorum. Commissioner Hersberger.
Present.
Commissioner Compton.
Here.
And Commissioner Swope.
Here.
Commissioner Tolbert. Tim did let us know that he would not be here today. So he's excused for Steve's absence. And so we have 3 of 4, which we have a quorum. We have Ellen Burke, Melissa Campos, Sabrina Edmonds, Lou Mandani, and Justin Vogel from DBPR, and I'm Jeff Blair, the commission's facilitator. All right, Ron, I'll turn it to you if you'd like to go ahead and proceed with the agenda.
Thanks, Jeff. This morning's meeting is to approve regular procedural topics, to consider and decide on product approval program issues, to consider and decide on approval of products and product approval entities, and to hear public TAC member and staff comments. Are there any changes to the posted agenda? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted?
Compton will approve.
Second, Swope.
Any discussion? Again, hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye, that would be all three of us. Motion passes unanimously. Item number 3, the May 29th meeting minutes. As a result of the product approval POC not achieving a quorum for the May 29th, 2025 meeting, the entity and product approval applications were taken up directly by the commission. And as a result, there are no meeting minutes or facilitator summary report to approve. Moving on to item 4, all the conditional approvals from the June 10th, 2025 commission meeting have been met, with the exception of FL-46130, FL-46616, and FL-47478. Mo, do you have any updates on FL-46130 or FL-46616, other than what was reported at the March meeting?
At this point, no. FL-46130 is still dormant. No activity. 46616 still has an issue with the QA, and 47478 is an apply for status, and they're still working on it. So at this point, the three of them is still in a situation where it's not really in compliance with the conditions.
Great. All right. Thank you, Mo. Melissa, could you please provide the product approval and entity statistics report?
Yes, we did 7,177 approved products for bringing it to 7,921. And then we had for the, we had 29,135 approved, which brought the total for our products to 31,710. And in regards to our entities, we had 133 entities that are approved, and that brings it to a total of 454.
Thanks, Melissa. I'm glad I don't have to manage 31,000 items to So moving on to the next item, Jeff Blair is going to facilitate this portion of the meeting. Jeff?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, I'll proceed with consent agenda of entities. There are 20, unless there's any public comment. And if there was, I would expect to see the raise hand icon. I'll turn it to you for a motion, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of product approval entities recommended for approval to the 2023 code as posted?
I'll move to approve.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And motion passes unanimously. Jeff?
Sir, we have a consent agenda for recommended for approval to the 2023 codes of 168, so it would be to approve as amended. The applicant requested that FL47587 be pulled for individual consideration. So with that, I'll turn to you for the motion for as amended, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products recommended for approval to the 2023 code as amended?
I move approval as amended.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Again, motion passes unanimously. Back to you, Jeff.
All right, FL47587 is recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to correct the installation drawings for point 2, point 3, and point 4, so they are in sequence with the subsection numbers. Unless there's any public comment, I'll turn to you, Mr. Chairman, for your motion.
Thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the product pulled from the consent agenda and recommended for conditional approval to the 2023 code based on the conditions recommended by DPPR staff?
I'll move conditional approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of conditional approval signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion again passes unanimously. Back to you, Jeff.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. There's only two products with comments. Both are on the consent agenda recommended for approval, so we won't have a conditional approval one. And those products are recommended for approval, FL47577 and FL47541. Turn it to you.
All right, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products with comments recommended for approval to the 2023 code?
I move approval.
A second?
Second.
any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Back to you again, Jeff.
Okay. Just a report, no action. There were 139 DBPR applications, including two with comments submitted for approval in the 2023 code, and they were all approved. No action required. Back to you.
All right.
Public comment.
Yeah, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products with comments recommended for conditional approval to the 2023 code based on the conditions recommended by DPPR staff and reflected in our posted documentation?
But there is no action required on the list.
I wasn't going to say anything. We've got all the motions we need. That was just the report and the DPPR, so there's no action required on all that, on all of those.
Yes. Yeah, sorry about that. We took care of all of that.
Right.
Okay. the POC welcomes your comments for public comment on its actions or any other topic under the POC's purview. Public comment will be limited to 3 minutes per person. If you wish to make a comment, please use the raised hand icon to identify your name when Jeff asks, and he will stack a list of public comment. Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there anybody from the public that would like to make any comments to the POC at this time? I don't see any comments, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any final POC member comments? I see none. Are there any staff member comments?
No, thank you. Doing a good job. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mo. Thank you all for your participation. And there being no further business, we stand adjourned at 10:11 a.m. We'll see you guys all in a week or two.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.